We find in this week's parsha the first mitzvah that the Jewish people were commanded as a unit, as an entire people, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh Hazel Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim, this should be the new month. Hashem shows Moshe how to establish a new month, and we have the mitzvah of establishing the calendar. The Ramban has a long discussion on the back half of that pasuk. Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei HaShanah, that this month of Nisan, should be the first month of you for the months of the year. And the Ramban discusses that this is the idea, the concept, that in Torah we count the months of the year based on Nisan. Nisan is the first month of the year, and throughout the calendar we list everything in a numerical sequence starting from Nisan. That even though Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, the seventh month of the year, we count based on Nisan. So that you'll find, says the Ramban, throughout the Torah, from this point on, whenever we list an event and we give the date, parenthetically, he doesn't mention, but there are no dates listed beforehand. We don't find a specific date of events which took place before this point. But from this point on, when events happen, the Torah lists exactly when they happen, which month, which year, when it happens. And whenever it lists the month, it doesn't list it by name. It only says the first month, the second month, the fourth month, the sixth month, whatever month it is. Says Ramban, that's the fulfillment of this pasuk. Why are there no names given to the months in the Torah? That it will always remind us of the Geula. It will always remind us of the redemption, of the Nisim, the miracles, the events which took place during Yetzias Mitzrayim. 6 months. 6 months from when? Oh, 6 months from when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, and it will always serve as a remembrance of the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban says this is similar to the way that we count the days of the week. We also, in the Torah, we don't find any name for the days of the week. It's Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. For what? What are we counting from? From Shabbos. So that every time we mention a day, says the Ramban, it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos. We're counting towards Shabbos. Similarly, says Ramban, we always count the month. It's a remembrance of the miracles which took place in Nisan, and therefore this is month number one, and everything stems from there. Asks the Ramban the obvious question. I have mentioned many times in the last minute and a half, Nisan, Tishrei, Av, Elul, we have names of the months. We even find them in Tanakh. We find in Ezra, in Nehemiah, Megillas Esther. There are names, there are months that are listed. Well, how does that fit, says the Ramban, with the fact that the Torah says, Rishon Ulochem, and the idea of it being the first is that every other month should not be given a name. It's only given a number, so that it always references Mitzrayim. We see not that way, says the Ramban, we see that we have months of the year. Says the Ramban, this is not a problem. In fact, Chazal already were aware of this. And the reason when that started, these are the Babylonian names of the months. All the names that we have, Nisan and Tishrei and Av and Elul and Shvat, all of those names came from Bavel. And the time that the Jewish people started using them is when the second Geula happened, when the Jewish people were redeemed from the first exile Eretz Yisrael, when the first base of Mikdash was destroyed. When we came back, we brought with us Babylonian names. And says the Ramban, it wasn't by chance that we then just happened to take these names with us and change the calendar. It was done specifically. Because what we did is we fulfilled the pasuk, says the Ramban, in the Navi, Yoimar Od Chai Hashem Asher Heles B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We will no longer say Chai Hashem, who has greatly taken us out of Mitzrayim, Ki Im Chai Hashem Asher Helev Asher Hevies B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Tzafon. But we will declare and praise Hashem, who has taken us out, no longer from Mitzrayim, but now that we've been in Geul and we've come out of that, we will praise Hashem such that He has taken us out of this exile. And the way that we do that, the way that we mark the praise to Hashem that He has taken us out of that exile, is by using the Babylonian names of the months which we took with us. So that now, whereas it used to be every time we would say, this is the sixth month, 6 months from what? It would remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, says the Ramban, every time we say a name of a month, we'll say, where did that name come from? That doesn't sound like a Jewish name. We'll say, oh yeah, it's not a Jewish name. That's a Babylonian name, and this will serve as a reminder in praise of Hashem for taking us out of the exile from Babylonia and bringing us back to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why we have the names as they are now. Ad Khan Divrei HaRamban, that's what he says. I will just parenthetically add, it's interesting of note that in today's world, the names of the month that we have are all Roman in nature. January, February, they all have to do with either Roman deities, pagan gods, or players during the Roman period, Julius or Augustine. And it's of note that it has spread throughout the world. In today's global economy, every single nation in the world has in some form, whether or not they use their own calendar, but these are names of months which are everywhere. Even a place like China, which had a thousands of year old calendar, has switched to the Gregorian calendar. They will be familiar with all of these names. So it's interesting. The Ramban says we list the calendar as a remembrance of the Geula, so that when we left Mitzrayim, that Geula, all the months had to refer and reference that miraculous event. When we came back from Bavel, we had a calendar names which referenced the Babylonian exile. If the exile we're now is Golos Edom, we're in a Roman exile, and we use a Roman calendar, it's of note. I don't know what will happen when we get back to Eretz Yisrael, but it would be of note if we ended up keeping these names of the months, which would signify the Geula, when it happens in Erev Yemenu, that we'll have these months of the Roman exile that we were in for all these thousands of years, that the whole world uses these names. I don't know what will happen. I don't have any source whether we will or we won't, but it's interesting that the whole world now uses that Roman calendar, and the Geula B'Meher should come, and we'll see what we do. But the Ramban says the names we use now, we should have in mind, is a remembrance of the Geula from Bavel, and it's a praise to Hashem that we have that. That's why we switch from the months.